This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment with Paul Charchian is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Paul Charchian is on Twitter at Paul Charchian. He of Fanball and League Safe. And here he is. Hello, Charch.
Hi, Dan, Connor. How you doing?
Wonderfully. Not as good as Drew Brees these days, although it's been good to be Drew Brees for a while now. That said, in Philly is where we need to start.
Because, yeah, for sure.
We've got a running back down, others who are all actually hurt too, and maybe, just maybe, this is a situation where a contender needs a running back and makes a trade for someone who may have been holding out this entire year.
Yeah, let's dive in. So Jay Ajayi goes on IR, and that opens up what is normally a pretty muddy backfield by committee with the Eagles. But now with him out, we pretty much have this thing down to two guys, Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood, because apparently you have to put the accent. If you're going to be a Philly running back, you have to have the accent on the wrong syllable in your name. So you have to be Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood. And both guys, good pass-catching backs that will can run inside, run outside. They can do everything. And now goal line opportunities open up as well. And both of them unowned in most leagues. Corey Clement available in 72% of leagues. Wendell Smallwood in 92% of leagues. And both guys are viable most week starters for a pretty high-functioning offense. So these kind of opportunities don't come around very often in fantasy football, and this is one to jump on for sure.
What did we learn, Charch, about Green Bay and the new cast of wide receivers and where Aaron Rodgers is likely to target people?
Well, I mean, fortunately, we always know, you know, with a certain amount of safety that Devontae Adams is going to be option number one. But after him, it gets murky, and I don't think not only Cobb's coming back next week, and I almost certainly he'll be gone. And Marquez Valdez-Scantling got 10 targets last week, primarily running out of the slot. If he didn't get picked up last week, that's another great opportunity, and you could find somebody that can help you out potentially even beyond this week with Cobb. And Geronimo Allison still in the concussion protocol. His status is up in the air. So, yeah, there's another waiver wire opportunity right there if you don't mind confusing hyphenated names. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
That sounds made up. That sounds like a Key and Peele name, but
doesn't it though? Any more than Equanimeous St. Brown?
No. No, it does not. Honest answer to your question. I'm looking at a trend line here for the relationship between Jameis Winston and Cameron Brate. When Winston is quarterbacking, Brate has gotten 14% of targets, and his per-game fantasy points average has been 10.7.
Wow, listen to you.
Now, that seems material and meaningful and actionable. Am I wrong?
No. Matter of fact, you're right. And, boy, everybody is looking for tight end help. O.J. Howard's still hurt. And, by the way, a great matchup this week for Jameis Winston as they go up against Tampa Bay in a defense that has really struggled this year. They're missing both their starting safeties. So, yeah, that is a great opportunity. And I got to tell you, when you talk like that, I get a little turned on. That's my kind of talk right there. I love it. So, and everybody needs tight end help. And to that end, I should mention two other players, good players, that are coming back from injury potentially this week. Greg Olsen is almost certain to play this coming Sunday. And then on Thursday, there's a chance Evan Ingram comes back. Both of these guys were top 10 tight ends when they were drafted but got hurt and had long-term injuries. It got dropped in many leagues. You want to go get them, too.
Where does Jameis Winston rank, Cameron Brate or no, in the streaming quarterback rankings for you? I know a lot of players kind of go through quarterbacks on a week-to-week basis. Is Winston kind of toward the top?
Yeah, he's a streamer. You got to pick your spots. This is clearly one of them, though. This is it's a great opportunity, and I've got him provisionally ranked at quarterback number 11 for this week. But this might be his high watermark for the whole season. It's such a good matchup. And by the way, I have so little faith in Winston. He's had so many opportunities to distinguish himself, and he hasn't been able to do it. The downfield passing is terribly inaccurate, and we saw what a downfield passing attack can do for the Bucs. So I'm not confident that Jameis Winston holds this job all year long. We'll find out. I thought they pulled him, I thought, far too early in your game a couple of weeks ago, and pulled Fitzpatrick and made that switch. I thought a lot earlier than they should have, considering how much success Fitzpatrick had had coming into the Bears game.
I know you don't love Alfred Morris in San Francisco, but he's he's ambulatory, and I mean not to damn with faint praise, but Matt Breida, they say, might have avoided the dreaded high ankle sprain, but still an ankle sprain, and it's not good. And at least Morris is there.
Yes, he is a carbon-based life form who will take carries for an NFL roster, and almost all of the carries at that. He's 3.5 yards per carry. He's a cloud of dust, and he's nothing special. But it's he'll get opportunities, and in fantasy football, that's half what we're looking for. And especially in bye weeks, we just want guys who are going to get the ball and more. Should any goal line opportunity show up, he will most likely be the ball carrier for that situation as well. Not a special back, but a pretty good matchup against a slumping Packers run defense, and he will probably be startable this week.
Charge, I could be wrong about this, and that's why we're talking to you and not to me about fantasy football, but I think every now and again in a season, you've got a chance on the waiver wire to add a defense that's got a matchup that means points. And if you're sitting there with Matt Breida and looking at Alfred Morris and thinking about putting $5 on Alfred Morris or jumping out of a window, then maybe a defense is a place to get some cheap points. Houston gets Buffalo, and Green Bay gets San Francisco. And to me, that's an opportunity. Maybe to you, that's too risky of a play and just flatly stupid. I don't know.
I think there's way too many fantasy owners who basically draft their defense and then just sit on it and just play the same one every week. And that's foolish. I mean, defenses generally aren't high scoring, but boy, you can pick your spots. And why not make a change? What? C.J. Beathard, I believe, four interceptions and two fumbles already in basically two games. So yeah, Green Bay defense is a fine start, and Josh Allen goes through a lot of issues where he looks very scattered at quarterback. So yeah, I think both of those look great. J.J. Watt currently leading the league in sacks. So the Houston defense makes sense. Green Bay's defense makes sense. I'm on board on both of those. I like it.
As Josh Rosen continues to get comfortable in Arizona, it looks like Christian Kirk, the rookie wide receiver, is emerging as a viable option as his targets are going up. And according to NFL.com, he's run a pass route on 77% of Rosen's dropbacks.
How about that?
So this looks like some found value if he's largely unrostered, right?
Yes, and Christian Kirk is largely unrostered, available in about 80% of fantasy leagues. And you saw the long touchdown last week, so that will change. But what you're getting here more than anything else is an offense that is non-functional in a variety of other ways. And Larry Fitzgerald's been dragging one leg around the field for 3 weeks. God love him for playing through the hamstring, but if you're going to be two catches a game, why not sit out a week or two and, get healthy? Meanwhile, Christian Kirk and Josh Rosen spent the offseason living together, working out together. They've got a long history of playing with together, and this has already materialized on what we're seeing is now Josh Rosen's go-to receiver. So, Matt, don't love the matchup against the Vikings, honestly, this week in Minnesota, but nevertheless, it's a guy that absolutely belongs on rosters, and as Josh Rosen gets better throughout the course of the season, and presumably he will, you'd be awfully glad you have Christian Kirk on your team.
So, Charge, I'm looking at this Bears-Dolphins thing for the coming weekend, and after the 6-touchdown game and the bye week, I doubt there's a whole lot of Bears on waivers at this point for people to pick up. But if there were Bears on waivers, who would you endorse most highly to be picked up?
Well, there aren't a lot of guys on waivers, but Taylor Gabriel coming off the big game, would make some sense. I think he's the only guy who's generally on waivers, but I'm seeing people on Twitter outright dropping Howard.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Now, we have a thing called the sabotage drop. Have you heard about this?
No.
All right. This is a high-end. This is not for casual fantasy use. This is a high-end maneuver only for those who believe their skill level is at an expert level. the sabotage drop. Here's how it works. You take a big-name player who you are very frustrated with. Imagine this is the dating equivalent of going out with that high-maintenance, beautiful girl. The player that every now and again has the big game but disappoints you and disappoints you and disappoints you and keeps hope alive. And at the end of the day, you just don't want to even deal with it anymore. So you drop that high-name value player and you let somebody else bid excessively to go get them. And this is the time to do it. You do it right now on a Tuesday before the waivers run so that people have to bid a lot of their money or use up a high priority waiver claim. People are doing this with Jordan Howard right now because they're tired of it. They're tired of the usage so far that he's had this year, the fact that he's not getting the ball nearly as much as most of us think that he should, and they're ready to be done. Now, of course, it's a high-risk move. You're dropping a starting running back to the waiver wire, but you're basically saying, I'm going to let somebody else date the crazy chick this season. I'm tapping out.
Wow.
Sabotage drop.
Well, you've just solved my Chris Hogan issue.
Yeah, that is a Chris Hogan issue. Amari Cooper, Larry Fitzgerald, all of these big-name players who people spend a lot of currency on in the drafts that if any of those guys hit the waiver wire, people are going to go get them, and they're going to use up currency to go get them. We like that.
It's so crazy. It just might work.
Correct.
Cool stuff, Charge. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Paul Charchi, and we talk to him weekly to get your waiver wire optimized or to teach you the sabotage drop.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.